Now, the world's biggest election is returning its results. India's election was held in seven phases over 6 weeks, with almost 1 billion people registered to vote. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, is eyeing a rare third consecutive term for himself and his BJP. We can talk now to Mariam Alavi, a journalist based in Delhi. Mariam, thanks for taking our call. How many people actually voted?
The voter turnout hasn't been that great this time because there were some dwindling voter turnouts, Audrey. But what we know is that 970 million eligible voters, this election that is run for 6 weeks, and we're electing 543 members of parliament. So this is truly a behemoth of a task. And the majority mark that all the parties are eyeing is that magic number of 272. So now we need either a single party or a group of parties to win 272 seats to be able to form the government at the center. Now, the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, or the NDA, which is a group of parties led by Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, was eyeing that magic number. Most pollsters were very confident that it would be a landslide win for Modi and his party, but now with the early trends coming in, we are almost halfway through, and it doesn't look like it's panned out that way. The NDA seems to be struggling a little bit with a close contest given to them by a multi-party opposition led by the Indian National Congress called the India Alliance. The results so far are very neck and neck, and we'll just have to wait and watch till later this evening when we have clearer numbers. So just to let the listeners know, in 2019, the BJP had won with a thumping majority and come to power. Modi was elected for a second term as Prime Minister. His group of parties called the NDA had won 352 seats in 2019, and the BJP on its own had won 303 of those seats. So they were very comfortable with a single party majority. The BJP was in a very strong place. But now in 2024, 5 years later, it doesn't seem to be going as well. The NDA is still somewhere around the 300 mark. So the coalition seems to be well on its way, possibly to form the government, but the BJP seems to have lost about 60 seats, and they're fluttering around at the mark of 240 seats. So they don't have that 272 on their own. So they're going to be reliant on their allies, on other parties, to be able to form the government at the center. And now, if anybody knows anything about Indian politics, and especially coalition politics in India, is that it is very much a game of musical chairs. So now, if any of the allies decide to switch sides and go with the opposition, it might be a tough sell for the BJP.
So it really is all to play for. Now, 5 years is a lifetime in electoral terms.
Yes.
What has happened in that time, or why would the BJP, their vote be reduced this time?
So Modi continues to remain a widely popular figure in India, but there were multiple factors in the run-up to the elections that were a cause of concern for the BJP. Now, if you were to ask any expert or pollster, say a couple of months back, say in January or February, most of them had said that the elections was a foregone conclusion. The BJP was well on its way to win comfortably, with possibly margins larger than what they had won in 2019. This was owing to the fact that Prime Minister Modi inaugurated a Ram temple, a temple for the Hindu god Lord Ram, at a contested site of a demolished mosque in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh. And this was seen to be great for Modi because Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party is seen as a Hindu nationalist party, and the core voter base of the BJP prescribes to the ideology of Hindutva or Hindu nationalism. And this inauguration of the temple was seen as enough to catapult BJP and the NDA to a very comfortable victory. But as the election started in April, owing to dwindling voter turnouts and a multi-party opposition called the India Alliance, led by the Indian National Congress's Rahul Gandhi, them gaining some ground in some parts of the country, most pollsters started getting a little bit more measured in their predictions. Even then, with the exit polls that came out on June 1st, with the exit polls, it again predicted a landslide victory for BJP and their NDA, but that's not how it seems to be playing out right now.
Not at the moment. Mariam, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Such a great insight into Indian politics for our audience this morning. Mariam Alavi, a journalist joining us from Delhi.